أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the qualities of the believers, the true genuine believers. In five ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained those who believe in the unseen, etc., who perform their namazes properly, who give their zakat and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala properly. And then the Ahle Kitab who brought Iman, and one main quality of all of them, that they have full yaqeen on the Akhirah, and that is they govern their whole lives according to their preparation for the Akhirah. Now, after explaining the clear qualities of the believers, in two ayats now, Allah explains the complete opposite people, the non-believers, the kafirin, who they are. These two groups are very clear. The world knows who the true and genuine believers are, and also the whole world knows who the genuine, actual non-believers are. After that, in the next surah, in the next ruku, in 13 long ayats in a long surah, ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains the qualities of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And because they are the most dangerous group, you can't make out a snake in the grass. They are hidden, they are amongst us. So we are warned in 13 ayats in a long ruku about them. And also at the same time that we must be careful that we don't have the qualities of munafiqeen within us. That we say we are believers, but our behavior is not like that. Our insight is not like that, etc. So that they are very dangerous conditions. So Allah explained it clearly. Anyway, yeah, about the kuffar, the non-believers, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِشَكْ جُلُوا كَافِرْ هُو چُكَي. Those who are non-believers, who are disbelievers. And the word kuffar actually means to cover up. That is, they are covering the truth. They don't let the truth come out, otherwise the truth is within every person, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, etc. But they cover up the truth and they bring falsehood in its place. And ulama have explained that this is actually those people who are non-believers in the knowledge of Allah. That Allah knows those non-believers are being referred to here, who will die in the state of kufr. So with regard to those people, Allah Ta'ala says, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ. Barabar hai unko to darai ya na darai. It is equal whether you warn them or you don't warn them. You tell them the consequences of their disbelief or you don't tell them. You invite them to Islam or you don't invite them. It is all the same. Their condition is la yu'minun, iman na laenge. These are those people who are not going to bring iman. Yeah, it appears, which we will discuss just now, that to give da'wah to the non-believers is useless, that they are not going to believe. But that is not the case, which we will discuss. Anyway, yeah, first, that this is in the knowledge of Allah, those who are going to die on kufr. And yeah, Allah started this ayat with inna, which normally means definitely, undoubtedly. But the word inna is also used in the Quran, and therefore nobody has the right to make tafsir of the Quran until the whole Quran is not in front of him. Just looking at one ayat separately and then trying to understand deen, a person will make very big mistakes. We have to look at the whole Quran, all the teachings of the Quran, and then a person will understand what the meaning of the Quran Sharif is. So yeah, for example, the word inna is also used in the Quran Sharif where a person had certain expectations and completely opposite to that expectation things happened. Like the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, she had when she conceived, then she hoped it will be a boy, and in fact she was sure it will be a boy, that she made mannat also that she will make him free for the service of deen. and that he will only serve Deen. But when she gave birth, it was a girl she gave birth. So she said, Inni waza'atuha untha. I expected a boy. I was sure it's going to be a boy, but it's a girl. Completely opposite to expectation. Similarly, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was so sure that the message Allah has given him and the clear and true deen, his people will definitely accept what he's going to say. But when he went to them and he gave them the da'wat, and for so long he made effort, completely opposite to expectation, they disbelieved. And they made, in fact, a mockery of him. So he said, Inna qawmi kazzabun, that my people have to falsified me. So the word inna is used like that also. So for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, he lived such a pure, exemplary life in front of the Quraysh. They themselves called him As-Sadiq, Al-Ameen. But when he gave the da'wat of deen and Islam, they falsified him. So in that sense, and Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاسِعًا نَفْسَكَ, that you, are you going to destroy yourself if these people are not going to bring iman? So yeah, also Allah is giving comfort to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that those people who are going to die on kufr, we know they're going to die on kufr. You do your work, you give the da'wat, you make tabligh, but you don't have to kill yourself, you don't have to go to such a depression or such a feeling that why aren't these people bringing iman. Allah in His knowledge knows those who are going to die on kufr and are not going to bring iman. In other words, it's just a consolation. Whether you invite them or you don't invite them, they are not going to bring iman. Allah has made taqdeer and Allah has written that they are not going to believe. However, on the other hand, which we said we'll explain just now, it was the duty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and every Nabi to do the work of tabligh and da'wah and to invite people. Whether they're going to believe or they're not going to believe, but we have to do our work. And we don't know who is going to believe, who's not going to believe. We don't know, it's not in our knowledge who's going to die on kufr. So for us to make effort on the non-believers also, it is also every Nabi's effort, duty. And we find those Anbiya that made a proper effort, but not one person even believed. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, about 80 or so people believed, but there were those that not a single person believed in this. With regard to that, nobody can ever say that the Nabi, na'uzubillah, was a failure. He was successful. He did his work of giving the da'wah. The people who did not accept and did not respond, they are failures. They did not listen to the truth from the Nabi, so they are failures. So this ayat is only to console Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that those people who we know are going to die on kufr, no matter how much tabligh you do to them, they are not going to believe. But your duty and the duty of the ummah is to give the da'wah. Do we have to do it? We don't know who are written that they are going to die on kufr. And in any case, as in another ayat in the Quran Sharif, it is explained that why do you people still invite these people to the truth? They are not going to believe. So there it is explained that at least we have done our work. And we can tell Allah Ta'ala what was our responsibility and duty, we had fulfilled them. And we don't know, perhaps they will believe. And those people, also the ulama explain here, there are those non-believers that now outwardly they are non-believers. But in fact they are going to die on iman, and those people bring iman. And there are those people, for example, one person, na'uzubillah, who made cartoons even of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But iman was written for him, he brought iman. He went to Rauza-e Mubarak and he asked for maaf also. There are those people, this one lady who was here with us in the weekend, she was she's a revert, and she was actually a missionary worker, and she explained how they trained them, the kalima, everything to work in the Muslims, but iman was written, she brought iman. So there are many people like that also. So our duty, this is no excuse that they are not going to bring Iman, so we mustn't tell them. People are not going to listen, so we mustn't tell them. No, it is our duty that we must call them, invite them, do the work of tabligh and da'wah, and hidayat is not in our hands, hidayat is not in our effort, hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Whom Allah wants to give hidayat to, He will give. And for whom hidayat is not written, it won't be there. But we are responsible for our duty. Those who don't believe, we don't have to break our heads on them. We don't have to go such depression. Why aren't they believing? That is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us understand Quran Sharif also properly and do our work also what we are supposed to do properly and correctly. Wa akhiru da'wana.